All right. Well, if the recording has started, we should get started.
对，
So we'll do that.
这个录音开始了，那我们应该开始学习了。我们来。
Lord, we just pray now that you will bless us. We thank you for the privilege again of studying the word.
最主要，我们的爱祈求您呢，今天呢，再次呢赐福给我们，我们也感谢您，我们有这样的荣幸来学习神的话。
We do study it often, Lord. We're thankful that we can. We're thankful that you continue to teach us, and through it all, you keep us, and we appreciate that.
所以呢，我们也就是非常感恩，我们有这样的机会呢，一直是继续的学习。我们也非常感恩呢，您一直以来呢，就在教导我们，也赐福给我们，也保守我们，我们感恩。
And now, Lord, we pray that you will bless us this afternoon as we consider these words.
最主要，我们先祷告呢，今天下午，当我们学习这些神的话的时候呢，您会赐福给我们。
And we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been studying 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, and 14.
所以前面的几个星期呢，我们一直在学习《格林多前书》的第十一章、第十二章、第十三章、第十四章。
And these chapters teach us in considerable detail how we should be behaving ourselves in the church of God.
所以这个里面呢，这些几章呢，教导我们就是说呢，我们一些可以遵循的，在我们在教会里敬拜神的时候，应该是有什么样的行为。
In part, the focus is what we should do, and in more detail, the focus is how we should do it.
所以呢，这个有些方面呢，是我们应该怎么做？其实更多的焦点呢，那我们是怎么把它做出来
？So, we've come to an end of chapter 14. We're going to get into chapter 15 with a little different focus. So, as I said at the end of our meeting last week, we have time for questions. If you have some questions on chapters 11, 12, 13, 14, now would be a good time to raise them. And by the grace of God, I would attempt to make some sort of an answer.
这个呢，就像上回说的，我们从第十一章一直到第十四章，我们学到的第十四章也基本上结束了。那么下一步呢，我们要进入第十五章。进入第十五章的时候呢，那个主题呢稍微有点不同，所以呢，现在呢，就像上个星期我跟大家讲过的，现在是一个好的时间给大家提问。如果你有任何的关于《哥林多前书》从第十一章到第十四章的问题，现在可以提出来，借着神的恩典呢，还有的石头给我们一些答案。
All right, so my question then is, do you have any questions on those chapters?
现在我的问题呢，就是说呢，你们在关于那几章，十一章到第十四章，你们有任何的问题吗
？All right, well. The questions may arise as we carry on. They may not. If you have questions, we would like to try to answer them. Chapters 11 through 14 are very important in terms of how the church is to be run in our day.
这个呢，就是说呢，你们大家呢，有可能有问题，在我们继续的时候。如果你们在任何时候有关于这几章有问题的话呢，你们就可以及时提出来，他就试着 Harold 试图回答你们。所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说呢，第十一章《哥林多前书》第十一章到第十四章呢，主要是关于我们当今这个教会是怎么去运作的。
There are many good churches in the world today. that don't always follow all the practices that are taught us in chapters 11 through 14. And many are the confusions and the errors and the problems that result from that.
这个呢，其实上当今呢，有很多很好的教会，他们确实就不去遵循哥林多前书第十一章一直到第四章里面教导的这些事情，所以呢，因为他们不遵循这个，所以呢，才产生了很多错误，也引起了很多混乱。所以呢，这个呢，就是因为他们不照着那个去做，导造成的。All
right, so chapter 15 now. And the theme of chapter 15 is going to be the resurrection.
来到了第十五章，第十五章呢，现在呢，就是说开始是关于复活的。
And so many times we ask the question, what is the logic flow between this chapter and that chapter, this theme and the next theme? What is the logic of the Spirit of God in bringing these two themes together?
有时候呢，我们会就是说，就想知道这个到底说这一章呢到这一章呢，他们之间的逻辑是什么？为什么呢？就这个主题切换到这个主题，他们之间的逻辑的联系就是神的圣灵为什么要把这样的主题呢和这样的章节呢把它联系在一起？
And one of the answers to this question is this.
其中的一个答案呢是这个。
Chapters 11 to 14, what the church should do and how it should do it.
那这个第十一章到第十四章呢，就说呢，教会应该怎么做，教会怎么去把它做出来。
Chapter 15, why should they do it?
所以呢，其实呢，第十五章呢，就是为什么应该照着这个方式去做。
Do you think that people in the world would behave differently today if they knew for certain that Jesus Christ was going to come tomorrow?
所以呢，你认为如果是当今世界的这些人，他们很确定的知道主耶稣基督会再来，那么他们今天的行为会不会有什么区别？
And of course, the answer is yes. We always adjust our behavior today in anticipation of the expectations tomorrow.
所以呢，这个当然是，那我们人呢，总是说是去调整你今天的行为，是因为呢，你预测到或者说你期望，将来要发生什么。如果是你知道你这么期望的话，你会调整你今天的行为。And
so as Christians, we say, if the Lord is going to come tomorrow, I had better do this today.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们说，如果主呢明天呢他会来，那么今天呢，我最好调整一下今天的行为。Why
would the church live according to 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, 14? Why would they do that today? Because Jesus may come tomorrow, and if it isn't tomorrow, he will be coming, and soon he must come. The resurrection is absolutely certain.
所以这个呢，就是当时那哥林多十一章到第十章，哥林多的人，他们为什么必须要那么做？就像我们今天为什么要按照这些章理的做呢？就是因为主耶稣基督呢，他有可能明天就来。他如果明天不来呢，他在不远的将来也会来。就是说呢，主耶稣基督他必定回来。
And so Paul says to the Corinthians, I've written a very important letter to you, and in fact, it's imperative because Jesus is coming soon.
现在就是使徒保罗跟哥林多人写书的时候呢，写这个书信的时候呢，我给你写的这些书信呢，是非常非常重要的。其中一个原因呢，就是主耶稣基督很快会再来。
When we were very little children, our mother used to say to us, "Now, you'd better get ready, children, because your father's coming home very soon."
所以呢，当我们还是个小孩子的时候呢，我的妈妈呢，经常跟我们说呢，你最好准备好了，因为你爸爸很快就要回来了。All
right, so now we're going to read chapter 15, verse by verse, and see if we can learn a lot about the resurrection and the implications it has for our daily lives.
在这个里面呢，我们要学习《哥林多前书》第15章一节一节经文的学。学呢，这里面我们会学到大量的关于复活的，还有一些呢，就是把这些复活的这些经文的应用到我们的每天的生活中去。All
right, verse 1 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received, and in which you stand."
第一节说呢，此外，弟兄们，我把传给你们的福音告诉你们，这福音你们也领受了，你们又在其中站立。So
many people will ask you, "What is the gospel?"
所以很多人呢会问你，福音是什么？
And so you will say, "Well, it's the good news."
你们说是好消息。
And then they will say, "All right, so what's the good news?"
然后他们会问, 那么好消息是什么呢?
And you might just then turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and show them verses 1, 2, 6 or more and say, "This is the gospel. This is the good news."
所以呢，你就可以把你的圣经呢翻到《哥林多前书》第15章，第15章呢从第一节呢到第6节，甚至更多的经文，你告诉他说，你说这就是福音，这就是好消息。Why
is 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel called 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
为什么我们第16节福音教会称我们自己为第16节福音教会呢？
And the answer is because we want people to know the good news.
这个答案是就是我们想要人们知道好消息。
And what is that good news?
那么这个好消息是什么呢?
And so we've got it on the wall at the front of the chapel that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's the gospel. That's the good news.
所以呢，我们在我们的教会的前面的那个墙上呢，我们就放了这一段经文。这些字是这样说的：神爱世人，是将他的独生子赐给我们，让一切相信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。我们就说这就是福音，这就是好消息。
So Paul is going to state that good news for us again in these verses. But verse 2, he says, "By which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which was preached to you, unless you believed in vain."
对，那实际上使徒保罗说的，我已经把福音告诉你们了，所以他在这里再次说，在第二节说，你们也借此得救，巴不得你们牢记我所传给你们的，免得你们是突然相信了。
The gospel is the good news. It's not just empty words. It's good news that saves you.
所以呢，这个呢，福音呢，它不光是一些空洞的语言，它其实呢是一个好消息，好，这个好消息呢，能够拯救你。And
it's a salvation which is effective if you hold fast the word which was preached to you.
所以呢，这个里面的事实呢，就是说呢，如果你牢记我所传给你们的。There
are some people who would say, "I heard a gospel message. I said, that sounds good. I believe it."
所以有些人呢说呢，我听到过福音，我听福音呢听起来不错，所以我相信了。And
then they get up in the morning, and they don't pay any attention to it.
然后呢，第二天早上起来呢，他们呢就完全把这个忘了。
And you say to them, "Did you believe it?"
你就问他说你信了吗?
And they say, "Yeah, I believed it for about 5 hours till I went to bed."
所以呢，是他说是我在相信了5个小时，然后我就去睡觉了。
Do you believe it now?
你现在信吗？
They say, oh, I'm not so sure, probably not.
他说，哦，我不是很确定，有可能不信了。
Okay, and verse 2 says they believed in vain. Wasn't faith, wasn't genuine faith at all. It was a momentary affection to the story, but it wasn't faith in God.
这个年的第二句说呢，使徒让像这样，就是突然相信了，不是真的信，而不是真的信心。他们只是说呢，某时候一种感觉的，他们所听到的东西的一种感觉的反应，他们并没有信。
So lots of people can say, I believe the gospel. How would you know if it's real?
所以呢，很多人说呢，是我相信福音，那么你怎么知道这个福音是真的呢？
And the answer would be, if you hold fast what it was you said you believe, if you believed it yesterday, you'll believe it today.
所以呢，这个里面讲到的答案就是你要牢记，牢记。那么说，如果你真的是牢记坚守呢，那么说你昨天信了，你今天仍然要信。
All right, so what is the gospel? What is the good news? Verse 3.
现在呢，什么是福音？什么是好消息？第三节。
Paul says to the Corinthians, I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received. I'm telling you what was told me.
第三节，那使徒保罗说，我所领受的要传给你们的。
First part of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
所以第一条的那个福音呢，就是基督照经上说为我们的罪死了。Okay,
if Jesus Christ hadn't died for our sins, it wouldn't be good news.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督没有为我们的罪呢而死，那就不是好消息。But
there really is no better news in life than the fact that Jesus Christ died in order to forgive our sins. There's nothing we need more.
所以在那个我们的人生中，没有任何一条消息比主耶稣基督为我们而死以便饶恕我们的罪这样的消息更好的消息了。所以呢，我们是要相信这个好消息。
And it isn't just that he died for our sins. It is that he died for our sins according to the scriptures.
所以这个并不是说呢，主耶稣仅仅为我们罪而死呢，也主耶稣基督为我们罪而死是遵照圣经上所说的。The
story of our salvation is not a New Testament story.
所以呢，在我们这里的故事呢，并不是说只是在新约时代的一个故事。
The scriptures said it was going to happen. The reason the Lord Jesus Christ came is in part to fulfill the scriptures. They'd all said he was going to come. They all said that he would die. They all said that he would forgive their sins.
所以实际上呢，这个早就说了。这个圣经就早就说到主耶稣基督他要来，他要为我们的罪而死。那么主耶稣基督他为我们而死，饶恕我们的罪呢？其实部分原因呢，就是说那个其实圣经早就预言了，说他要来，说他要为我们而死，说他要赎我们的罪。Okay,
and so the next point is he was buried.
所以第二个点呢，就是他埋了。
He died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried.
他呢，按照遵照圣经呢，他为我们的罪而死。然后第二条呢，他埋葬了。Why
is it important that we believe that Jesus Christ was buried?
为什么说我们相信主耶稣基督被埋葬呢？是非常重要的呢？
Answer, because it's the proof that he died.
答案呢，就是这个，就是证明他真的是死了。If
he hadn't died, then he wouldn't have been buried.
所以呢，他如果没有死的话，他不需要被埋葬。What
did burial prove? Proves that he died.
那么呢，埋葬证明什么呢？证明他真的死了。
All right, and the third element is, verse number four goes on, that he rose again the third day.
所以这个呢，第三个元素呢， 就是按照第四节说的呢， 他在第三天复活。
Those are the three elements of the gospel. He died for our sins.
这里面呢，都是那个福音的三要素。第一个呢，就是他为我们罪而死。
He was buried.
他被埋葬了。
And he rose again the third day.
他第三天复活。
And the question is, how do we know that he rose again the third day?
所以现在问题是我们怎么知道他在第三天复活了呢？
Answer number one, because the same scriptures that said he was going to die said he was going to rise again.
答案呢，就是说呢，同样的那些经文说圣经呢，说他要为我们而死，而且要复活。
If you believe the Old Testament, then you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead because the Old Testament says he must rise from the dead.
如果你相信旧约的话呢，你就是会相信主耶稣为我们而死，但是他必须呢要在第三天复活。这个是圣经里告诉旧约告诉我们，他必定在复活。
And so you probably notice that many people say, yes, I believe the Bible.
你呢，也可能注意到了，很多人说呢，是的，我相信圣经。
And then you might give a follow-up question. And the follow-up question could be, what part of the Bible do you believe?
然后呢，你会有一个跟进的问题，根据问题可能是这样的，你跟他说，你相信圣经的哪一部分呢？
Oh, you'll get many answers to that question.
然后呢，因为这个问题，你会获得很多种不同的答案。
Some people say, I believe a lot of the Bible.
也就是说呢，我相信大部分的圣经。
Some people will say, I believe most of the Bible.
也就是说呢，绝大多数圣经里的我都信。
If they're honest, they might say, I believe the parts of the Bible that I want to believe. But I don't believe the parts of the Bible that I don't want to believe.
然后呢，如果他们是诚实的话呢，他就说呢，圣经里我想相信的部分我就信，我不想相信的部分我就不信。Now
that's not very logical.
这个呢，并没有什么逻辑性。If
the Bible is what it says it is, absolutely, completely, and always 100% accurate, then you don't believe this part and not that part.
如果呢，就是说呢，圣经呢，他说什么，他就是什么，他永远是完整的、完全的，而且是100%的正确的。所以呢，如果你只相信这一部分，你不相信那一部分，没什么任何道理。So
I had a friend who told me once, he said, when I read the Bible, I open it up somewhere and I read until I find some verses I don't like.
所以呢，我这个朋友跟我说呢，我去读圣经，读着读着呢，读到直到读到一找到是一些经文我不喜欢的。Then
he said, I go to another part of the Bible and read there instead.
所以呢，他说呢，我不喜欢，我就去读圣经的其他的一部分代替这个。Does
he believe the Bible?
他相信圣经吗？
No.
不。
Would he tell you that he believes the Bible? Yes, he would. But he doesn't believe all the Bible. He just believes the part that he wants to believe.
所以呢，他告诉过你，他相信圣经吗？是的。但是呢，他只是说想相信圣经里面他想要相信的那一部分。So
we know Jesus died because the Old Testament prophets said he was. And we believe Jesus rose from the dead because the old prophets said he would.
现在我们相信主耶稣基督的死呢，那时候是因为在那个旧约里先知已经预言了他要复活。我们相信他复活了，也是在旧约里先知呢预言了他要复活。Now,
are there other reasons why we believe in the resurrection?
这里还有没有其他的原因？为什么我们要相信复活呢？
And we're going to get several of them now. First of all, verse number five.
所以我们要找出几条理由。第一个呢，就是在第五节里。
The first reason we believe it is that he was seen by Peter, whose name here is called Cephas.
所以呢，第一个原因呢，我们知道的复活呢，是他显给基法看的，就是彼得，这里的名字他叫基法。
Now, he was the chief witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是那个主要的那个见证人，见证人呢，我们的主耶稣基督死里复活了。
He was a very important witness because his mouth was open about the resurrection, probably more than anybody else's.
所以呢，他呢也是一个最重要的见证人，因为呢，他的嘴呢，他不断的跟别人讲，就是说讲的比任何其他人讲的更多的关于主耶稣基督复活。
And the other thing that is that he was a very credible witness because his life backed up the story of the resurrection.
所以呢，另外一个呢，就是在彼得呢，他是一个非常可信的一个证人，因为他的整个的人生呢，支持了那个主耶稣基督复活的这个点。
He believed it. It changed his life as he began to live in full accordance with the gospel.
所以呢，他相信复活呢，所以呢，这个呢，改变他的生命，改变他的生命呢，就是说他开始呢，真正的、全部的去按照福音呢活的时候。
I studied a little bit of business when I was younger and have been interested in the money side of things for a long time.
真的，当我还年轻的时候呢，我其实呢，这是建立了一个生意，生意呢，这个生意的主要目的呢，其实是为了赚钱。
There are people in the world today who call themselves Christians.
所以今天呢，世界上有些人呢，他们自称为基督徒。
And would you believe it? That's the question.
所以你信吗？这才是个问题。
There are people in the world today who call themselves communists.
所以当今世界有些人呢，称他们自己为共产党。
There was a man by the name of Karl Marx, and he said many things. One of the things he said is, I am not a communist.
所以呢，其实呢，其中有个人呢叫卡尔马克思。卡尔马克思呢，他说呢，其中的一件事情。他说他自己都不是共产主义者。
You sit back and say, now, what is that? He's supposed to be the father of communism. He says, I'm not a communist. What's going on here?
所以呢，他其实呢，这个呢，他应该是那个共产党人的鼻祖，但是他自己说他不是共产党人。那么这个里面呢，是有什么问题出现吗？
His argument was that a communist would treat his workers equally and fairly. He said a true communist would behave wisely and fairly to his workers.
所以呢，他说的呢，实际上一个真正的共产党人呢，他对他的那些工人们呢，要非常的公平公正的对待他们。一个共产党人呢，应该非常的平等公正的对待他的工人。
He said, of course, I don't do that.
当然，我不会那么去做。
One of his chief workers became his wife.
所以呢，其中他的一个就是工人呢，变成了他的妻子。
And he didn't treat her right.
他对她并不好。
And he was ashamed of it.
他呢也感到羞耻。
He said, I'm not a communist.
他说呢，因为这个羞耻感，他说我不是共产党人。
There was another man who called himself a communist. His name was Fidel Castro.
所以呢，这个另外一个人呢，称他自己为共产党人呢，他是卡斯特罗。
His communism impoverished the nation of Cuba.
所以呢，因为他的这个共产主义呢，让那个古巴变得非常的贫穷。
But in the process, he became a billionaire.
所以呢，在这个过程中呢，他成了亿万富翁。
You say, is that communism?
你说这是共产主义吗？
There was another man whose name was Vladimir Putin. I think that's his first name. Mr. Putin. I read the other day that Mr. Putin's wealth is somewhere in the neighborhood of $250 billion.
所以呢，我这里面呢，读在一个呢，就是说呢，他有大概2500亿美元的资产。
I say that doesn't sound like communism to me.
我说这个呢，听起来并不像是共产主义。
Okay, what about Peter?
那彼得他是什么样的人？
Cephas, this man who was one of those who says Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
所以呢，彼得呢是其中一个人呢，他说呢主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Let's just see what he says. Turn over to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
对，我们来看看他是怎么说的。我们翻到《使徒行传》的第三章。
Acts chapter 3 and verse 6.
现在《使徒行传》第三章第六节。
You remember that there was a man outside the temple, at the beautiful gate of the temple, and he was paralyzed, he couldn't walk, and he was there asking for money. He was a beggar at the side of the gate of the temple.
所以你们记得呢，当时呢，在那个圣殿的那个美门旁边呢，有一个人呢，他是个天生的瘸子，他不能走路，所以呢，他在那个美门那里呢，他在乞丐，他讨钱。He
saw Peter and James, Peter and John walking by one day, and so he said to them, "Excuse me, but can you give me some money?"
然后有一天呢，他看见呢，彼得和约翰呢，从那个美门旁边经过。他说呢，对不起，你能不能给我点钱呢？
This is Peter's answer, Acts chapter 3 and verse 6.
这个呢，《使徒行传》第三章第六节，这是彼得的给他的答案。
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have."
然后彼得说呢，金银我都没有。
Okay, he's a pretty credible witness.
是的，他是一个非常有信誉的一个见证人。And
then he says, "But what I do have, I will give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk."
然后呢，接着说，只把我所有的给你，奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名起来行走。And
the man rose up. And he spent today, the rest of the day running around, jumping, leaping, praising God.
所以这个人呢，他就站起来了，站起来，在余下的一天里呢，他就蹦蹦跳跳的赞美主。Okay,
would you tend to believe Peter?
你是愿意相信彼得吗？
Peter said, "Jesus rose from the dead."
所以彼得说呢，主耶稣基督从死里复活。Could
you prove that, Peter?
彼得，你能证明吗？
Peter says, "Yeah, I can prove that."
所以彼得说，是，我可以证明给你看。Jesus
didn't make me rich. Jesus gave me power to give strength and new life and vibrancy to a paralytic. Of course, I believe it, says Peter.
所以呢，彼得说呢，主耶稣基督并没有让我变得富有钱，但是呢，却给了我这样的能力，去赐给别人那种力量，赐给他们新生命，赐给他们能够有一个那种活跃的人生。And
then verse number 5 goes on and says, "And after he was seen by Peter, he was seen by the 12 disciples."
然后我们回到《格林多前书》第十五章的第五节说呢，他第五节说，并且显给基法看，然后又被十二使徒看见。So
Peter was there when Jesus appeared that day, and the 11 other disciples were there.
所以呢，彼得呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督复活，他在那里。那么其他的呢，那个第11个门徒也在那里。
Which means that the disciple that replaced Judas, that would be Matthias, he was there as well. The 12 were all there, and Jesus appeared to them.
所以呢，实际上在这里看起来呢，就是说呢，那个代替卖主犹大的那个 Messias，他也在那里。所以这里看起来，这个主耶稣基督的12个门徒全部在那里。
What do we know about them?
所以他们，我们了解多少呢？
Well, one of them was James, and he died at the hands of Herod as a martyr simply because he believed Jesus rose from the dead.
其中一个呢叫雅各，雅各呢，他实际上呢，他就是因为，他死在那个叫希律王的手上，因为只是说是他相信主耶稣基督从死里复活，他是一位殉道者，
That's what the Bible says.
这是圣经说的。
But history, outside the Bible, apart from the Bible, history says that 11 of, no, 10 of the remaining 11 also died because of their faith.
所以这个呢，其实不光是圣经这么说，历史上呢也说，就是说呢，他们11个人中间的10个是因为他们的信心死了。
Is that pretty good argument for the validity of the belief?
所以这是很好的一个论点去证明他们的信心吗？
And the answer is, yeah, that's pretty good argument.
答案是，这是一个很好的论点。
I'm not sure what to say next. I'll tell you the Eric Peterson story.
等一下，我不知道该怎么说，我告诉你，给你讲一下那个 Eric Peterson 的故事。
Okay, Eric Peterson and a few others, including myself, were down on Granville Island one Sunday afternoon.
所以呢，Eric Peterson 和他自己还有另外几个人，有一天的下午呢，他们去到那个固兰湖岛。
And there were many people around, maybe 50, maybe 100, and Eric got up and started to preach.
所以呢，那里呢，就是有很多人的在周围，大概有15个人或者100个人。这个时候呢，Eric 呢起来讲道。
And there was a man in the background who stopped Eric as he was preaching and said, Oh, you guys, I think he said you're a bunch of wimps.
所以呢，其实呢，这个其中一个人呢在后面呢，当 Eric 讲到的时候，他从中面呢打断了 Eric，他说：“我认为你们这些人就是一群骗子。
So Eric stopped preaching and simply said to him, All right. He said, if we're a bunch of wimps, then you come down here and you tell us all what you are living for and what you are prepared to die for.
所以呢，其实他这样讲的是懦夫。那个艾瑞克说呢，如果你认为我们是懦夫的话呢，那么你过来讲，你过来讲说，那你为什么而活着？你可以为什么是去死？
And the man turned around and walked away.
然后那个人呢，就转身就走了。
Okay? It's easy to say Jesus didn't rise from the dead.
所以呢，这个是也非常容易，你去说主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Eric said Peter died, sorry, James died because he believed it, and the other disciples except John. All died because they believed it. And then he said, and I believe it too, and I'm ready to die for it too.
所以呢，艾尔克当时说呢，就是雅各呢，他们因为相信这个而死了，其他的除了那个使徒约翰以外，其他都是因为信这个而死了，信主耶稣复了死里复活死了，我也准备为这个信心去死。
Fortunately, Eric has not died for it yet.
所以呢，不幸的是，艾尔克还没有为这个，不是幸运的是，艾尔克还没有为这件事而死。
All right, verse number six.
第6节，
He says, after that, Jesus was seen by over 500 brethren at one time.
第一就是后来他一次被500多弟兄看见。
Have you ever tried to get 500 men to see something that wasn't real?
现在你有没有看到呢？就是说呢，有500个人看见过的东西，它不是真的呢？
500 men to say I saw it and describe it. 500 men to say it's real. You can't deny that.
因为有500个人说他们看见的，有500个人说呢，他们是他是真的，那个事情是真的，所以呢，你没办法去否认他们。
And then Paul goes on in verse 6 and says, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep.
第十四节继续说，那其中一大半到如今还在，但也有已经睡了的。
All right, so you Corinthians don't believe Jesus is risen from the dead? Get on a boat, go over to Jerusalem, and start talking to the people. And you will find that there's over 250 of them who will say, I was there that day when Jesus appeared to all of us. And each of them will tell you the story.
所以呢，你们哥林多人，你们不相信主耶稣基督从死里复活，那么你们就找一艘船上去，上去呢走到那个耶路撒冷去，到耶路撒冷城以后呢，最少有250个人告诉你们主耶稣基督复活的那一天，他就在那里，他看见了，他会跟你讲更多的关于主耶稣基督复活的故事。
Why is it that people today, excuse me, why is it that people today don't all believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead?
所以为什么当今的一些人呢，他们不相信那个所有的，就是主耶稣基督从死里复活了呢？
In large part, it's because they are not willing to do the homework to check the facts. The facts say Jesus rose from the dead.
所以呢，其实呢，他们呢，就是说，并没有去花时间做他们的家庭作业，去做功课，去研究那个事实。事实呢，就是主耶稣基督从死里复活了。In
those days, if you didn't believe it, get on a boat, go to Jerusalem, and check the facts.
所以呢，在那些日子呢，如果你不相信呢，你就找一艘船去到耶路撒冷，去到耶路撒冷去检查一下事实。In
this day and age, if you don't believe it, check the facts. Don't just sit there. Go and check the facts. It's the most important thing that ever happened. If it's real, if it's not real, it's a complete waste of time. Check out the facts.
所以呢，这个呢，确实，在今天这些日子，你如果你不相信呢，你不要只是坐在那里，你不相信这个事实，你不要做，你去检查，去检查一下，查一下这个事实，查一下真相。如果这个事实不是真的，那么你只是在浪费你的时间。所以呢，你要去，因为这个是真的，所以你要去查考这个真相事实。
And then verse 6 ends with the wonderful line. It says, but some have fallen asleep.
所以呢，第六节的结束的时候呢，有一句非常的奇妙的话，说他们也有已经睡了。
Why didn't he say, but some have died?
为什么他不说呢？其中一些人已经死了呢？
That's the fact, isn't it? Some had died.
这个是个事实，是不是？他们中间有些人死了。
Why did he say they've fallen asleep?
为什么他要说他们睡呢？
And the common logic associated with the phrase he's fallen asleep means he's going to wake up soon.
所以呢，如果遵照他这个逻辑呢，如果一个人呢，他睡呢，他会很快，他会醒的。
And like Jesus, those others of the 500 who had died actually hadn't died. They'd just gone to sleep, and they were going to wake up soon.
真的就像主耶稣那样，那其他的那500个人，还有其他一些人呢，他们不是死了，他们只是说睡了，睡了以后呢，他们终究有一天呢，他们会醒的。
So our mother and father passed away about 30, 40 years ago.
他的父母呢，就是大概40、50年前去世了，
They aren't dead.
他们并没有死。
They're up in heaven.
我们现在天堂里，
We're going to join them soon.
很快会加入他们。
It's just like they've been asleep for a little longer than usual.
所以呢，他们就是看起来比平常的睡觉的时间要长一点。
The resurrection is a wonderful thing.
所以呢，复活是一件奇妙的事情。
Verse number seven.
第七节。
After that, he was seen by James. Okay? James, probably the brother of the Lord referred to here. Then he was seen by the apostles.
所以这个呢，第七节说呢，后来又被雅各这那个呢，指的就是主耶稣基督的弟弟。后来被雅各看见，又被所有的使徒看见。
And in verse 8 he says, and then last of all, he was seen by me also as by one born out of due time.
所以呢，第8节就说，最后也被我看见了，我如同未按产期而生的人一般。
So the Apostle Paul is saying that the day he was converted on the road to Damascus, there was a light that shone brighter than the sun. That's pretty impressive.
你这个里面呢，使徒保罗讲到的呢，是在他去大马士革的那个半路上呢，看见呢一个大的亮光从天上就跟太阳一样亮，
And he saw Jesus who was speaking to him.
所以他看见主耶稣基督对他说话。
Okay, those are the witnesses.
你这些呢，全部都是那些证人。
How are you going to say that that did not happen?
你怎么可以说那些事情没发生过呢？
Now remember that the Old Testament law says this: in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，大家也记得在旧约里说的，从2到3个人的嘴里说出来的证词呢，这样呢，这个证据就成立。
So if I were to do something really bad and I were to be taken to the court of law in the days of Moses, Moses would have said, there's an accusation against Harold. Who are the witnesses?
现在如果我干了一些坏事，在摩西那个时代，我干了坏事呢，被那个抓住了。当人们把我带到那个摩西那去，摩西说：“那你被指证干了坏事，那么有没有证人看见呢
And if one witness came forward and says, I saw Harold steal that,
？”所以呢，如果其中有一个证人站出来说：“我看见 Harold 偷了东西。”
I wouldn't be condemned.
我不会被定罪。
But if two or three witnesses came forward and says, we saw Harold steal that,
但是如果有2到3个人出来作证，说我们都看见 Harold 偷了东西，
Then I would be declared guilty and would have to face the punishment.
然后呢，我就会被宣布有罪，然后要面对惩罚。
What happened if 12 witnesses came forward and said, We saw Harold steal that?
如果呢，12个人都跑过来说呢，我们看见了 Harold 偷了那个东西，会怎么样？
Well, then, pretty clear, I would be guilty.
所以呢，非常的确定，我会是有罪的。
What if 500 came forward and said, We all saw Harold steal that?
今天如果说是有500多个人都过来说，我们全部看见了 Harold 偷了那个东西，怎么样？
Would you think I was innocent?
你认为我是无辜的吗
No.
？No。
You remember what happened when our Lord Jesus Christ went to trial?
所以你们记不记得，当我们主耶稣基督接受审判的时候，发生了什么？
The judge was a man by the name of Pilate.
就那个法官的名字，他就叫皮拉多。
He said, "Are there any witnesses against this man?"
他说有没有证人来证明这个人有罪呢
？And many people said, "Yes, we're witnesses."
所以呢，很多人说是的，我们这看见了。
And so he listened to them.
来了听他们的证词。
And one man said this, and another man said that, and another man said something else.
所以呢，一个人这么说，另外一个人那么说，还有其他的人说了一些其他的东西。
And Pilate couldn't get two witnesses to agree with one another.
所以呢，比拉多找不出两个证人，他们是互相一致的。
And so Pilate says, "I don't find anything wrong with this man."
所以比拉多说呢，我找不到这个人犯了什么错。
How many witnesses were there who agreed Jesus had risen from the dead?
所以呢，到那个主耶稣基督他在从死里复活的很多人同意这一点的有多少人呢
？Did Jesus rise from the dead?
那么主耶稣基督是从死里复活了。
All right, we're going to keep on reading.
我们继续的去读。
Paul says, verse 9, "I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God."
也就是说，我是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫过神的教会。
If you like, he was the most unlikely witness.
所以呢，如果你愿意的话，他是最不像一个证人的证人。
And because he was such an unlikely witness, the fact that his life was changed so dramatically, he became the most credible witness of the fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
所以呢，其实呢，就是因为他最不像一个证人，但是他的生命却是奇迹般的改变了。因此呢，他是一个最可靠的，就是能够证明主耶稣基督从死里复活的证人。
Did Jesus rise from the dead? Paul said yes. How do you know? He completely changed my life.
所以呢，主耶稣基督从死里复活了吗？他们说呢，使徒保罗说是的。那你怎么知道呢？使徒保罗说，主耶稣基督完全改变了我的生命。
Harry Ironside was a great preacher of the truth of God 75 years ago, 100 years ago.
所以 Harry Ironside 呢，他是一个讲神的话的一个非常有名的讲道人，他是活在75大概到100年之前。
He was preaching one day, and it was out in the open air like Eric was doing. He was preaching in the open air, and a man came up to him and he said, "Ah," he said, "that what you're saying is nonsense." He said, "I challenge you to a debate. We'll debate whether what you're saying is right or what I'm saying is right."
所以呢，这个呢 ，Harry Ironside 呢，有一天呢，他在那个外面，就是开放的空间里讲道，就像 Eric Peterson 他们去讲的。当他讲道的时候呢，其中有一个人跑出来说呢，我要挑战你所讲的东西，你所传的东西。那么呢，我给你约一个，我们来一起辩论。
So the man said to him, sorry, he said to the man, he said, no, I'm sorry, let me start again. The man said to him, "I challenge you, I will debate you such and such a day. You come here on this day, this hour, I'll be here, we'll have a debate."
所以呢，这个呢，他把这个故事重新讲一遍呢，从这里开始的。他那个人出来说呢，我呢现在挑战你在某某天某个地方，我来在这里，我会给你辩论。
Harry said to him, "Well, actually, I'm busy that day, but I'm prepared to change my commitments, and I'm prepared to come and debate you on this one condition."
所以呢 ，Harry， 其实他说呢，不幸的是那天呢，其实我很忙，我没有时间。但是呢，我会改变我的时间表。然后那天呢，我会来到这里和你辩论。但是呢，我有一个条件。
The condition is that you bring with you two men who whose lives have been changed by your message. And I will bring with me 50 men whose lives have been changed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，他说这个条件呢，就是你带两个人，带两个人跟你一起来，这两个人呢是因为你所传递的信息，他们的生命得到了改变。那么呢，我会带五十个人，这五十个人呢都是因为主耶稣基督从死里复活的这样的一个信息，让他们的生命得到改变了。And
the man said, "Excuse me, I've got to go home now."
那个人说啊，不好意思，我要回家了。
Did Jesus Christ rise from the dead?
主耶稣基督从死里复活了吗?
Yes. Cephas, James, the apostles, and the disciples, and the 500, and the apostle Paul, and millions of people since then whose lives have been changed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, including you, by the grace of God.
这个里面呢，其实呢，当时呢，彼得、雅各，还有呢，十二个门徒，还有很多的使徒，还有使徒保罗，自从那以来，成百万的人，他都因为主耶稣基督的这个复活的这个信息改变了他们的生命，包括你在座的你，借着神的恩典，你的生命也得到了改变。
Now, I just got to give you an advance announcement. A week from tonight and 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to have special preachers at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，两个星期以后的今天晚上，就是我们也有几个
And these preachers are going to tell you how the Lord Jesus changed their lives.
这些讲道人呢，会告诉你主耶稣基督是怎样改变他们的生命的。
And these are going to be six outstanding men of God telling you how Jesus changed their lives.
这里呢有六个人，六个人呢，他会告诉你主耶稣基督他是怎么改变他们的生命的。I
want you to come to those two meetings.
我要你们来到那个会，参加那个会。Two
of the six of those preachers are looking at you now on the screen.
所以呢，其中的两个。 那个讲道人呢，他们现在呢，在那个屏幕上在看着你们。They're
among the many witnesses of the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
他们是那种很多的那种见证人中间的之一，是见证过主耶稣基督从死里复活的。All
right, back to verse 10.
我们来回到那第十章。
Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
所以第十节说呢，然而借着神的恩典，我成了现在的我，并且他所赐我的恩典不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦。然而这不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。
Paul says the resurrection of Jesus Christ changed my life.
所以那使徒保罗说呢，主耶稣基督的复活呢，改变了我的生命。
And then he goes on and he says, verse 11, therefore, whether it was I or others, but we preach and you believe.
因为是一节说呢，因此无论是我或者是他们，我们这样传，你们也这样信了。
What is the ultimate proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
所以呢，最终的主耶稣基督复活的证明是什么？
It's not a way out there.
是在那里的。
The ultimate proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is right in here.
所以呢，最终的证明主耶稣从死里复活呢，是在你的内心里。
You believed it, and it changed your life just like it changed my life.
比如你相信，
Hallelujah.
你相信了，那么它就改变你的生命，就像改变我的生命一样，所有的这些都能证明。
And now a logical analysis of the resurrection. Turn your brain on.
所以呢，现在呢，有一个逻辑上的这个分析，就是说呢，这证明主耶稣复活的，你把你的思路打开。
Verse number 12.
第12节。
Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
第二就是说呢，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活呢？
There were some who say, well, we don't know if Jesus rose from the dead, but we do know, I'm just not sure whether the other people are going to rise from the dead. Not sure whether I'm going to rise from the dead.
因为他们中间有些人说呢，我们是知道。我们知道主耶稣基督从死里复活了，那么说呢，我并不确定还有其他的人也可以从死里复活，我也不很确定我自己能够从死里复活。
And so verse 13 says, if there is no resurrection from the dead, then Jesus Christ is not risen.
所以第十三节继续说呢，若没有死人复活，基督也就没有复活了。
You say, well, he might not rise from the dead. Somebody else might not rise from the dead. If that's the case, then Jesus didn't rise from the dead.
你就会，他们会说那样，这个人可能没有从死里复活，那个人也不会从死里复活。如果是这种情况呢，那么说主耶稣基督也没有从死里复活了。
The reverse of that argument is that if Jesus Christ did rise from the dead, then you and I will rise from the dead as well. Everyone will rise from the dead. There will be a resurrection for all.
所以这个里面呢，这个反过来这个论点呢，也就是这样，就是说呢，如果主耶稣基督呢，他从死里复活了，那么呢，其他的人呢，所有的人呢，都会从死里复活，所以最终所有的人都会复活。
Some will rise and go to heaven.
有些人复活去天堂。
Some will rise and go to judgment in hell.
所以有些呢，复活在地狱里接受审判。
But all will rise because Jesus rose.
所以呢，所有的人都会复活，因为主耶稣基督复活了。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain.
第十四节说，若基督没有复活，那么我们所传的便是枉然，你们的信心也是枉然。
Okay, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, I'm wasting my time this afternoon.
所以主耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活，那么今天下午我就在浪费时间。
And if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, you better all go home, turn your Zoom off, and go do something worthwhile. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, you're wasting your time too.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督呢没有从死里复活呢，那你们呢也在浪费你们的时间，你们就把这个Zoom门的退出来，然后把那个电脑给关掉，你去做一些其他的更有意义的事情。
Not only that, verse 15, Paul says, yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise.
所以呢，这个第十五节更进一步的讲这一点，毕竟我们就是神的假证人，因为我们已经听见神叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
Okay, if Jesus didn't rise, Paul, you are a liar.
所以如果主耶稣都没有从死里复活，那么使徒保罗，你就是个说谎的。
If Jesus didn't rise, all of us open our mouths on Jesus' behalf are simply lying.
如果主耶稣基督呢，没有从死里复活，那么我们所有开口讲主耶稣基督复活的所有的人，全部都是说谎的。
Verse 16, for if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen.
所以呢，第十六节说，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
All right, verse 17. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
第十七节就是说，那基督若没有复活，你们信心便是徒然，你们仍然。
What if Christ didn't rise?
那么，如果主耶稣没有复活，会怎么样？
Then you got no forgiveness for your sins.
那你的罪就得不到赦免。
All you've got to look forward to is the unending judgment of God against your sins, because there's no forgiveness of sins. Apart from Jesus Christ, and the proof is he rose from the dead. If he didn't rise from the dead, no proof that your sins are forgiven. You've still got all your sins.
Wow. 这个里面就是说呢，你会面临呢神呢无穷无尽的对你的罪的审判。因为呢，如果说呢，主耶稣都没有复活，你的罪呢就没有得到赦免。你罪没得到赦免呢，就是说呢，你就要去接受神的审判。
Verse 18 says, if it's true of you, it's true of others also. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
第十八节说呢，这个如果在你们身上是真的话，那么在其他的人身上也会是真的。第十八节说，就是在基督你睡了的人也灭亡了。
What happened to our mother and father?
那么他们的父母会怎么样呢?
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there's absolutely no hope for them or for us for them. They perished. There's nothing good for them except the punishment of God if Jesus didn't rise from the dead.
如果主耶稣都没有从死里复活呢，他们的 父母呢，就是已经完全的，就是你我呢，也就是罪也没得到得到赦免。所以对我们呢，没有任何的希望，没有人希望呢，最后呢，得到的呢，完完全全的就是神的惩罚。如果呢，主耶稣都没有从死里复活的，你们的罪，我们所有人罪都不能得到赦免。
Verse 19 says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
也就是说呢，我们若靠基督只在今生有盼望，我们就比众人更可怜。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思?
That means if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, you don't have any hope. You are just miserable.
这个里面的书呢，意思就是说，如果主耶稣基督呢，没有从死里复活，你就没有任何的盼望，而且你是很可怜的。
Why would you be miserable?
你为什么要变成可怜的？
Because you know that you're a sinner. The Bible told you you're a sinner, and your own conscience tells you you're a sinner.
因为呢，你知道你是个罪人，那个圣经呢也告诉你，你是个罪人，你的良知呢也告诉你自己，你是个罪人。
And if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead, you have absolutely no hope that any of your sins will be forgiven, and all you've got to look forward to is a guilty conscience forever.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督没有从死里复活呢，你所有的你没有任何的盼望，你的任何的罪可以呢得到赦免。所以呢，你所有的都是最终得到的是一颗有罪有愧的良心。
Do you not have moments in your life like I do in mine?
你有没有在你人生的某一刻，就像是我在我的人生中那样的感觉呢？
Sometimes I remember something that I said to somebody 60 years ago.
所以有时候呢，我想起了一句话，就是说是在60年前我跟某个人说过的。
And I say, Harold, why did you ever say that was a foolish thing to say? Why did you do that?
所以呢，我跟自己说 ，Harold， 你为什么要去讲那句话呢？你讲那句话是非常愚蠢的。
And sometimes I say, Harold, don't worry about it. That person probably can't remember what you did.
所以呢，有时候呢，我跟 Harold 说呢，我跟自己说 ，Harold， 你可能没什么事儿。那个人可能早就忘了你说的是什么。
And then I say to myself, doesn't matter whether he remembers it or not, I remember it. I feel ashamed.
所以呢，我就跟自己说呢，我说那他记不记得我说过的话没有关系，但是我记得，我记得我感到羞愧。
Can you imagine what it would be like to have an eternity to be reminded of all the bad things you said and did, and no hope for any forgiveness? All you've got is the shame of all that you have done.
你可以去想象一下嘛，你在那个永恒里面，永恒里面你记得所有的你干的那些坏事错事。然后呢，你没有任何的盼望让你这样的罪呢得到赦免，就是说你所有的在永恒里，你要所有的就是永恒的羞愧羞耻。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we can't be forgiven.
如果主耶稣基督呢没有从死里复活，那么我们就不能得到赦免。
But Jesus did rise from the dead.
但主耶稣基督真的从死里复活了。
And so I say, Harold, don't worry about that. Jesus rose from the dead. He forgave you. Go back to sleep.
所以我跟自己说呢， Harold， 不要去担心那个主耶稣基督真的从死里复活，他会饶恕你一切的罪，所以去睡个好觉吧。
Now remember, in the days of the Lord Jesus, excuse me, in the days of the Lord Jesus, in the days of the Apostle Paul, there were still a group of the religious leaders who were called the Sadducees. They didn't believe in the resurrection.
所以呢，大家也要记住，在主耶稣基督那个时代，实际上呢，在使徒保罗那个时代呢，竟然有一帮人，他们不相信复活，他们的名字叫撒都该人。
And in part, these verses are written to refute the error that these people taught.
所以呢，其实呢，这个部分原因，这一段写出来呢，就是是去要告诉那帮不信的。
So we get now to verse 20, and it's the good news verse. It says, "But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep."
所以呢，我们现在呢，来到了第二节。第二节呢，是一节非常好的经文。第二节说，当基督已经从死里复活了，成为圣呢之人出熟的果子。
So what do you think happened the day that the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead?
你认为呢，当主耶稣基督从那个死里复活的那一天发生了什么事情呢？
Do you think he had a smile on his face?
你认为他的脸上带着微笑吗？
I think he was one happy man that day, walking around, appearing to people, and loving them, and he had a new body, and he had the joy of having accomplished the great objective of eternity. Jesus was a happy man the day he rose from the dead.
因为呢，其实呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督从死里复活那天，他是一个非常幸福的人。他呢，四处显示给别人看，他也非常高兴呢，他有一个新的身体，他也非常高兴呢，他把一个永恒的一个项目给完成了。所以呢，主耶稣基督那天呢，是一个非常的幸福高兴的人。
But Jesus was the first fruits of them who rose from the dead.
但主耶稣基督呢，是那个受难之人的一个成熟的果子，是第一个从死里复活的。
Well, if Jesus was the first fruit, who's the second fruit?
那么主耶稣基督是成熟的果子，那么谁是第二个熟的？
Well, that's you and me, isn't it?
这就是你我，是不是？
Do you get excited?
你感到激动吗？
Well, I figure if Jesus was happy the day he rose from the dead, I'm going to be happy when I go to heaven too.
我在想呢，如果说主耶稣基督他在那天从死里复活的时候非常的高兴，那么说如果我从死里复活那一天呢，我去到天堂时候，我也会很高兴。
And I don't intend to live life miserable because the only way I should be miserable would be if he didn't rise from the dead. But because he did rise from the dead, I don't need to be miserable.
所以呢，我认为呢，我没必要就是深陷这种苦难之中。苦难之中呢，如果主耶稣没有从死里复活，那么说我的人生呢，才是一个苦难的人生。这个苦难会继续。但如果主耶稣基督真的从死里复活，那他饶恕了罪，我就不用有一个苦难的人生了。
So if I look miserable, or if I act in a miserable manner, give me a good kick and say, smart enough, Harold, you're going to heaven. Quit complaining.
因为如果呢说我看起来是一个苦难的人，如果呢我的行为像起来我有很多的苦难，你就踢我一脚说，还有呢，你醒过来，你为什么要这么过个苦难人生呢？因为你要去天堂，你高兴去了。
What are first fruits?
所以呢，什么是第一条规则？
It's July, and you go to the cherry tree and you find one beautiful ripe red cherry and you eat it and it's yummy, yummy good.
所以，如果在7月初呢，你去找到一棵樱桃树，樱桃树呢，你发现呢，一棵长出来一个樱桃，你把那个樱桃摘下来呢，你吃了，你说 "yummy yummy"，很好吃。
You say that's first fruits.
你说这个是成熟的果子。
And you go back 10 days later, and the whole tree is full of fruits like that. And you eat them, and you eat them, and you eat them, and you eat them.
因为10天以后呢，你再去那个樱桃树呢，那个樱桃树呢全部结满了果子，然后你就一个一个的吃，一个一个的吃。
Jesus Christ was the first fruits.
所以主耶稣基督就是那个成熟的果子，
We are the crop.
我们是最后的收成。
Hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
Okay, so don't be surprised when you see a Christian smiling.
所以你看到一个基督徒在笑欢笑的时候，就不要感到奇怪。
Verse 21
第21节，
says, For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection. Of the dead.
而且说死既是因一人而来，死人的复活也是因一人而来。
So you read the story of Adam and Eve.
你们大家都读过亚当和夏娃的故事。
And you might say, Adam, I'm very disappointed because if you hadn't done what you did, I wouldn't have all these problems.
所以呢，你就说那亚当啊，我对你非常的失望。如果你没有做过那件事呢，我就不会面对今天我所有的这些问题了。
And then you look at Jesus and you say, Jesus, I'm so glad you did what you did. But because of that, I get to go to heaven forever. And I'm going to forget Adam and all his failures. I'm just going to have the bliss of life with Jesus forever.
所以呢，你就说呢，啊，主耶稣基督呢，非常的高兴你做呢，你去做的事情，因为你所做的事情呢，我会去到天堂，去到天堂呢，我除了得到所谓的赐福和欢乐以外呢，我会忘掉所有的亚当所做过的事情。Verse
22, for as in Adam all die, but even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
就是说，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要活了。Are
you in Adam? That's what the verse says. In Adam.
所以呢，这个里面经文说呢，你是在亚当里。In
Adam all die. Are you in Adam?
在亚当里所有的人都死了，你在亚当里吗？
Yeah, you're in Adam. You're one of Adam's sons or daughters, and you're going to die. You know that.
是，你是在亚当里面，因为你是其中的亚当的子孙中的一个，你们都要，你们都知道。
So in Christ, all will be made alive. Are you in Christ?
所以在基督里众人也都要活了。那么说，你在基督里吗？
Well, the answer is that if I'm in Adam because I was born, I will be in Christ because I was born again.
所以你会说呢，我在亚当里是因为我出生就在亚当里。那么你在基督呢，是因为你重生了，你在基督里。
That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
这些为什么主耶稣在跟尼哥底母说呢？尼哥底母啊，你必须要重生。In
Adam, you're going to die, Nicodemus. But if you're born again, you'll be in Christ and you'll be made alive.
现在，尼哥底母啊，你在亚当里呢，你就是注定要死的。那么说，如果你重生呢，你就在基督里，基督里呢，你就会活。
And Nicodemus says, I believe that. I want to be born again. And he became one of the great men of God at the time of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，其实呢，尼哥底母呢，他相信，他重生了，他变成了其中的伟大的基督徒之一，在主耶稣基督复活的时候。
And so you and I say, I want to be born again to Jesus, because I want to be made alive in Christ according to his resurrection.
所以呢，就是说呢，你我呢也都说呢，主耶稣啊，我也要重生，重生了以后呢，我要是在因为主耶稣基督的复活，所以我也要活。
And so the question is, how can you be born again?
现在问题来了，你怎么样可以重生呢？
And the answer is the same way that Nicodemus was born again.
所以答案呢，就是说，以尼哥底母同样的方式重生。Remember,
in John 3:16, the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus these words.
所以大家记得呢，就是在《约翰福音》第3章里，主耶稣基督对尼哥底母说的这些话。Those
words are, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这个话呢，就是说呢，主耶稣说呢，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给你们，让一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。That's
the gospel, Nicodemus.
这就是给尼哥底母的福音。
That's what the resurrection of Jesus Christ does for you. It gives you, through faith in Jesus, it gives you eternal life, new life, born again life.
这就是呢，主耶稣基督呢，主耶稣通过他的死里复活给你的，赐给你的就是一个让你重生，重生以后呢，你有了一个永生，有了一个新生，有了一个新的活的生命。
All right. Well, that's our story for today. That's our time running at the end. It's a marvelous message.
这就是我们今天的故事，故事呢，我们的时间呢也快结束了，所以这是个神奇的信息。
The hymn writer put it this way.
因为那个写赞美诗的人是这样说的。
He said, marvelous message we bring.
所以那是神奇的信息我们带来。
Wonderful carol we sing.
所以呢，美丽的歌声我们唱。
Glorious words of the King.
所以呢，就是荣耀的那个王的话。
Jesus is coming again.
主耶稣基督正在来。
Hallelujah for the cross.
所以呢，哈利路亚为了十字架。
Praise the Lord for the resurrection.
所以赞美主为了复活。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of this glorious message. Jesus is coming again.
主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您这个一个荣耀的信息，荣耀的信息说主耶稣基督正在来。
We know it's true. It's impossible that it not be true because Jesus rose from the dead.
我们知道这个呢是真的，我们这个它不可能不是真的，因为主基督已经从死里复活了。Lord,
we pray that this truth will not only grip our hearts, but it will change our lives.
所以呢，主啊，我们祷告这样的信心呢，不光是呢，挑动了我们的心，也要是改变我们的生命。May
it be true, Lord, of every day in our life, that because Jesus rose from the dead, we live in accordance with the hope of his soon return.
所以主啊，我们也是祷告，就是在我们的整个的人生中呢，也要活出这样一个真理。这个真理呢，就是说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他会再来。And
so we give thanks and praise your name for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们现在向上感恩赞美您的名，就是说呢，为了主耶稣基督的复活。We
give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们向上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. So thank you today. May the Lord bless us all.